And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Bruce Curran. Well, it looks like the Heels have solved the academic issues that have plagued the athletic department for several years. I'm sure the folks who have been wringing their hands about the academic shenanigans of the past several seasons will be satisfied with the higher academic standards, which are now clearly being enforced, as losses to Duke, Belmont, and UAB will attest. After all, everybody knows the record of your basketball team these days can be easily calculated by taking 60 minus the square root of the average SAT score for your starters. I believe the mathematical equation for football is even more complex, but you'd have to ask Nick Saban about that. There's no question that when your players' grade point averages are higher than their scoring averages, you are starting to achieve the type of academic excellence that the NCAA demands. The big problem is that although you may be lauded for academic excellence, at the end of the day, you're paid for W's. The benefits of winning these days are pretty close to incalculable. For instance, the University of Alabama football team, besides just about printing money for the university, has accounted by some economic estimates for several hundred million dollars of economic impact in the state of Alabama over the last few years. A Big Ten professor once said he could closely predict alumni contributions to the university the following year based solely on the team's record in football. And a number of schools pay their entire spectrum of athletics out of just football. There are many other benefits that attend to successful athletic programs. Just to name a few, national recognition for the university, visibility on TV, recruiting, increased numbers of applications, and oh yeah, big jumps in alumni contributions. I'm not sure what the answer is. Maybe to level the playing field in the ACC championship game, Duke should get a point on the scoreboard for every 50 points their offensive line's average SAT or higher than Florida State. Or maybe Stanford, when they play Arizona State, should be allowed to advance the ball 5 yards in every field goal based on the big difference in their graduation rate. As much lip service as the NCAA pays to academics, you'd think they would do something to actually encourage academic excellence. But that's not reality. And as one cynic put it recently, the NCAA just got wind of some possible violations in the SEC, so they immediately doubled the penalty on Cleveland State. From where I sit, it seems like it's all about W's. And to walk that fine line, I'm often reminded of the quote from John McKay of Southern Cal, who won 4 national titles in 10 years. He said, "I never recruit at a level that will get us on probation, just enough to warrant an investigation." This is Bruce Curran.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.